L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I can't believe it. We're finally ready for the NBA Finals. It all starts tonight in the Garden in Boston with Game 1 between the Mavs and Celtics. Of course, Kyrie is the talk of the town, and Porzingis for that matter. Of course, they're pitted against their former teams, and Irving is back in Boston getting a lot of the hype. He spent two seasons there, and remember, he told the fans he was going to re-sign with the Celtics following the 2018-19 season, but it never happened, and he ended up with the Brooklyn Nets once summer hit, and of course, he's been booed ever since in Boston. 0-10 overall in his last 10 games against the Celtics. But he's not worried about it at all here on the biggest stage, the finals. He said, quote, "There's no fear out here, man. It's basketball. The fans are going to say what they're going to say. I appreciate them and their relationship that they have to the game, but it's about the players at the end of the day." Of course, Dallas got rid of Porzingis at the 2022 deadline, shipping him to the Wizards after they realized he couldn't mesh well with Doncic. Luka said, quote, "I don't know why it didn't work out. We were still both young. We tried to make it work, but it just didn't work." Both guys are worried about just helping their current teams, though. Of course, the Mavs with that great backcourt of Luka and Kyrie. And, of course, Porzingis has been out, but now he's back for the Celtics. Neither of these teams have had a title in over a decade. The Mavericks' last title came in 2011. Boston hasn't gone all the way since 2008. The Celts had a gigantic chance to secure their 18th banner in franchise history a couple years ago, but they lost to the Warriors in the finals in six games. Jason Tatum thinks there was a silver lining in all of that. You know, coming up short, he said, quote, "It was a lesson to be learned. I told myself that if I ever got the opportunity again to make it to the finals, I'd never take it for granted. Obviously, we're here now and thankful to be here. I'm excited to get ready and play and have fun." Dallas, meanwhile, getting to the finals for the first time since its title 13 years ago. Irving, Markieff Morris, and Derek Jones are the only Mavs with this type of postseason experience. Jason Kidd said, quote, "Some of us for the Mavs have been here. Some of us haven't." Of course, Kidd was the starting point guard on the Mavs 2011 championship team. He said, "We're going to embrace that and find a way to hopefully win a series. It's going to be different now, depending on the health of Porzingis for the Celtics. He missed the last 10 games due to the right calf problem. He's going to be good to go for game one tonight. He's not sure, though, if he's going to be at 100%. He said, quote, "I did as much as I could to prepare for this moment, but there's nothing like game minutes and game experience that I'm going to get tonight. It'll be tough to jump into the finals like this." So I saw a great article in the Dallas Morning News about how good Luka and Kyrie are with the all-time great duos in backcourt history in the NBA. Of course, Stan Van Gundy had said that the tandem is arguably the best offensive backcourt in the history of the NBA before Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, and everybody started talking about it. Of course, Draymond Green said, "I love Luka and Kyrie, but Steph Curry and Klay are the best backcourt ever." Of course, we know what they did, and we'll get into all that, like who's the best. So when you think about it, who really as the best guard duo in NBA history. And how do you judge it? Is it championships? Is it stats? Is it longevity? Is it records? Or is it the optic test when you just watch them? And then you got like the NBA 75th anniversary team. Like, you know, they've already, you know, tabbed a bunch of these teams and players the best ever. So it might be a little late for that. Isaiah Thomas said, quote, "I just think it's too hard and it's different eras to be considered in the group. That's really all you can ask for. I don't think that you can say this one is better than the other. Now, whether they win or lose the finals, it won't take anything away from their productivity as far as being an offensive machine back there. Something it's too soon to give Doncic and Irving this type of juice and be on that type of Mount Rushmore of great backcourts because they've only played two full seasons together." Kyrie said, "It doesn't mean anything if we don't win a ring together. I say that responsibly, too. I'm not saying we aren't great now, but there are other backcourts that are more deserving of that recognition. I think once we put a good run together, we can look back and reflect on it. Right now, I want to show a lot of love and respect to the guys that actually did it." So they listed a ton of backcourts that were great. Let's start with Luka and Kyrie. One full season, 23 to the present. Doncic, 33.9 points, 9.8 dimes. Irving, 25.6 points and 5.2 dimes. They have 13 All-Star appearances, one playoff appearances, and zero championships. Of course, you go down the list. Even Kidd said it. Kai and, the fact that he's been around the block and he's been with great players, he doesn't mind being second or 1B. You just can't find a lot of that in this league. He'll show what he needs to show, and he's done that with Luka this season. There's a debate out there that it's the best backcourt ever. It's kind of cool. It doesn't happen all the time. It works. Now look at Steph and Klay in Golden State, 13 seasons. Curry, 26.1 points, 6.5 dimes. Thompson, 19.6 points, 2.3 dimes. 15 All-Star appearances, 9 playoff appearances, 4 titles in 6 finals. Both of those guys have a 3-point contest title on their resume. And their run could be over because Thompson is set to be an unrestricted free agent this summer. How about Isaiah and Joe Dumars? With the Pistons, 9 seasons together. Thomas, 18.5 points, 8.8 dimes. Dumars, 17 points, 4.7 dimes. 12 All-Stars, 7 playoffs, 2 titles, and 3 finals appearances. You know, both of them won MVP awards in the finals while they were in the Motor City. You can't deny Bob Cousy and Sam Jones in Boston, 6 seasons together, 18 All-Star appearances, 6 playoffs, 5 titles in 6 finals appearances. That's sick. How about Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili in San Antonio, 16 seasons together? Parker, 16 points, 5.8 dimes. Ginobili, 13.3 points, 3.8 dimes. 8 All-Stars, 16 playoff appearances, 4 titles, and 5 finals appearances. What about Magic and Byron Scott, 8 seasons together? Johnson, 20.4 points, 12.4 dimes. That was sick. Scott, 16.3 points, 3 dimes, 8 All-Stars, 8 playoffs, 3 titles, and 6 finals appearances. What about Mamba and Derek Fisher? 12 seasons together, 18 All-Star appearances, 12 playoffs, 5 titles, and 7 finals appearances. What about MJ and Ron Harper? 4 seasons together, 14 All-Star appearances, 4 playoff appearances, 3 titles, and 3 finals. Boom, they just got it done, baby. Yeah, they had 3 together, but the Bulls had runs of 6 titles between 91 and 98. That's crazy. Some of the others that made the list of best backcourts, Jerry West and Gail Goodrich with the Lakers, Steve Nash and Michael Finley with the Mavericks, my boy Chauncey Billups and Richard Hamilton with the Pistons in the Motor City, Terry Porter and Clyde the Glide Drexler in Portland, and even Mark Jackson and Reggie Miller with the Pacers in Naptown. There's been so many great backcourts, and now we're going to see the sickest backcourt finals I can remember. Luka, Kyrie, Brown, Tatum, let's dance.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.